welcome to Dear Diaries Wife School, sharing God's blueprint for kingdom marriages. I'm your host, Rosabee Theok, and you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and our website at www.deardiaries.co. Stay tuned.
Hello, welcome to Dear Diaries Wife School. My name is Rosabee Theok, and thank you for being here. Thank you for listening in. So the title of this episode is called Etiquette of a Wife. I have to tell you the backstory to Etiquette of a Wife, but also how my titles will be, how I'm getting my titles. So first, the shortest part is I've asked the Lord to help me. I call it heavenly support. And I prayed yesterday and I said, Father, I need heavenly support. I need heavenly support on the work of my hands. So whatever it is that you're calling me to do, giving me to do, I need ease. I need it to be easy. And I need it to be, I need heavenly support. And in heavenly support can come in any ways. And one of them was Holy Spirit giving me the title for these podcasts, giving me the title for my blogs, giving me the title for this YouTube video. So it's called, the first one he gave me is called Etiquette of a Wife. And immediately I knew what he was talking about. And so the backstory to that is in 2014, February 2nd, 2014, the Lord told a couple of friends of mine and my sisters that we needed to learn etiquette. And he told us we must learn etiquette. It's very important. And so when you think about etiquette, you think about how you eat, how you enter a room, how you sit down, how you pick up something. That's immediately what I thought. And so I started learning it a little bit, but I would drop it. I'd learn a bit more and then I would drop it. And then it would be years passing. When I say I drop it, like I would drop it for a couple years, you know, a few years. And Holy Spirit would come back and say, you need to learn etiquette. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, Lord, I need to learn etiquette. And, you know, so I bought some courses and stuff like that. And I learned, and you know, I was learning some etiquette. So I know how to sit at a table and what forks to take, how to enter a room, how to exit a room. I know a little bit of that stuff. I still need to keep practicing, which I don't. But, and then it was a few years again, I dropped it. So I wasn't practicing and I dropped it. Then the Lord said to me one day, he came very strong and very firm to me, like a parent would when he keeps, you know, a parent keeps telling their child, you need to do this, you need to do this. And then, you know, after a while, the parent doesn't, you know, your parent doesn't come back so nicely. They're going to come back with some firmness, like, and you better get this done. So the Lord came to me and he came firmly and he said to me, you better learn etiquette, because when the time comes, because basically what he was saying in the impression that I got from him is the time is going to come because you're going to get there. This is not a if you do this then. He's like, this word is a you're going to go there. And when you go there, you will either be prepared or you will be embarrassed. I was like, oh my gosh, like I really need to learn this etiquette. So again, I went back to learning it, trying to practice and all that stuff. Dropped it again because, you know, we just don't learn. Stiff-necked people. So I didn't continue. But then years later, I want to say 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, Holy Spirit taught me a lesson that I hope I never forget. And I hope you hear this and I hope you also take it as a lesson and I hope you take it as a practice. So I was meeting my God-ordained spouse. And things were just happening that day that just wasn't, for in my perspective, it just wasn't how I usually am and how I usually behave. In hindsight, I feel like the Lord kind of allowed me or caused me to do some of these things to emphasize what he was saying to make me learn. And in particularly with my God-ordained spouse is the fact that the Lord described him as untainted. And I know the Lord didn't mean he didn't have any sin, but the Lord described him as untainted, and that there's certain things about him that just wasn't touched. And because I wanted to know, God, why did you choose him? What is this difference I feel about him? And I saw it in different ways. I saw it in the way he behaved out in public, like, you know, just certain things that I saw. I won't go into details. And I loved it, but what it did for me, like the way he was, showed me that I still need more refining in my life. I still need more of God holiness in me. So the Lord allowed me to see this nature of this man. I would be embarrassed about the things he would catch about me. And it wasn't like it was bad, but still, it wasn't, you know, he was better than me. And I would say, like, I'm more spiritually, with air quotations, spiritually mature than he is. But the nature, like the quality of his heart and how he thinks and how he walks in life was better than mine. And I could see it. His etiquette. Oh, that's it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's called a wife's etiquette. Etiquette of a wife. So his etiquette in life, like the way he is in life, the way he carries himself, the way he thinks, the etiquette of his nature was good. And mine needed improvement. And I remember we went out for coffee and I'm sitting in the chair some kind of way I've never done, with my legs up on the arm of the chair, and just, it was just not me. I don't know why I was acting that way. And when I got home, I just kept thinking about, like, why was I acting this way? And then I just heard Holy Spirit, I told you to learn etiquette. And that wasn't the only thing. The other thing I did was I kept trying to push past his boundaries. Like if he said no about something, and I would be like, oh, come on, you know, it's this, that. And then God told me, it's manipulation. And I said, manipulation? I said, but it's not a bad thing. I just wanted to see him more. He's like, the Lord was like, no, it's manipulation. I talked to my girlfriend about it at the time, and I told her, and she was like, that's not manipulation. And I said to her, you can't tell me that's not manipulation, because God told me that is manipulation. And she couldn't get it. And then I tried to explain to her, as I'm going to explain to you, if you have a rice field or you have a farm or, you know, a place plotted out for vegetables, fruits, whatever, and water is not getting to it, and you have a stream a bit ways from that plot of land that you're trying to farm, and you begin to, you know, manipulate or change the land to bring forth, you know, water to come to that part, you're manipulating the outcome. So you're manipulating the natural stream of the water to bring it forth to where you want it. And so she was taking it as if it's a negative, bad word. And I'm like, manipulating something doesn't always mean a bad thing. We use it to do bad things, but you manipulate the trace, the pattern of something in order for it to do. And so I was trying to manipulate against his will something he didn't want to do. And I would have gotten away with it, you know, back in the day when I was talking to another guy. But the Lord was like, this guy, he catches manipulation at the tiniest degree, and he stands firm against it. And the Lord was like, you need to learn. I mean, I told you, you would be embarrassed. And I was embarrassed each time situations I would learn. So I learned about me. I'm like, that's manipulation. Because the Lord told me, the Lord showed me. So I was learning these little things, and God was saying, I told you to learn etiquette. And I said, God, all this time he was talking about etiquette of a wife. And he was like, yes. So the big lesson, Holy Spirit said, and you never asked me, what did I mean about it? I assumed I understood what the Lord meant, but I never asked him, Lord, what did you mean? What do you mean you want me to learn etiquette? What do you mean you want us to learn etiquette? Because it was a whole bunch of girls, you know, women, like we were together, you know, in this special time of worship, and he told us to learn etiquette, but we never asked him, what do you mean? What do you mean by etiquette? And for sure, he told me, you will get there and you will be embarrassed. And it was so many years ago that those words came to me immediately as I was pondering when I got back home, and he said, I told you, you better learn it because you're getting there. You're going to go to this place I have for you, and you're either going to know it or you're going to be embarrassed. And my God-ordained spouse is a traditional man. Like, and I'm still being pruned and processed by the Lord. That is the backstory of the blog title. So what is the etiquette of a wife? And I'm going to try to do my best while I'm listening to Holy Spirit as he continues to talk to us and speak to us through me on this podcast, on this YouTube channel. The etiquette of a wife is to learn what the roles that God has placed as his principles for a wife. How are we supposed to be? How's the nature of our character supposed to be? It's supposed to be like God. What love really means? What's our heart posture towards our husband? How do we speak to our husband? Because etiquette, when we think about, you know, etiquette in business, etiquette in society, there's a way you speak. You don't speak too loud. You're not yelling. You're not screaming. You're not, you know, you're not confrontational. There's a softness that a woman should walk in, should be. And so the etiquette of a wife, we can learn this in the scriptures. We can learn this through Holy Spirit, because the best teacher who can teach you all things, as the word of the Lord says, is Holy Spirit. And he gave us the Holy Spirit to teach us in how we should be in all things and the things that we need to know, the mysteries. So the etiquette of a wife is, how do you respond to your husband? How should you move about when he doesn't agree with something? All those things are in the Word of God. Some may be in the Old Testament, some may be in the New Testament. For example, one that we may not like is in the Old Testament, but it's one example, but that speaks of the authority that he has over, that your husband has over you. And for example, that even if you had a covenant with God about fasting, for example, in the Word of God, it says, if your husband doesn't agree and he has heard about it and he tells you that he doesn't agree, the Lord will not hold it against you if you don't continue. Do you hear that? And if your father, another man, if he doesn't agree when he hears about it and he tells you, the Lord will not hold it against you. And then the scripture said that woman was made for man. Woman was made for man. Again, I'm going to say that. Woman or wife was made for her husband. So, yeah. I know inside you're like, what? But I need you to hear that, because when we aren't acting out of order, and God is a God of order, God is a God of honor, God is the God of righteousness, justice, goodness, and we're out of order, how can things possibly be good? How can things, and when you think it's good, imagine what God really wants to give you if you were really doing it his way. Because I know some of you are saying to yourselves, oh, my marriage is good, but I want you to I want you to go before Holy Spirit and ask him, Father, what can I fix? What can I do better? What would you improve? What would you improve if I really gave you a say in my relationship and my marriage? And hear him. The etiquette of a wife is submission. And I know you don't like to hear that word, but submission is not a dirty word. Submission, you submit to authority all the time. You submit to a judge when you're at a court. You submit to a doctor when he's ministering to you. You submit to all types of people. But when it comes to your husband, are you submitting? Why is it a dirty word when it comes to your husband? You can't say because your husband's flawed. Every person who you've submitted to is also flawed. But yet God says to do it. So I challenge you, because it's very important that we pinpoint these little things. Do you trust God? You have to ask yourself this. And are you a lukewarm believer? Do you believe everything God says, or only some, the ones that fit you? Because if you trust God, then you will do what he wants. You will trust him to correct what needs to be corrected for your relationship, for your children, for society, for the children that is coming. If you want to stay in the house of the Lord, it's hard. It's hard to hear that you need to do and change certain things, especially when you feel like the person doesn't deserve it. But your husband is the man that God has given you to love. And sometimes, if you allowed God to choose your husband, then you definitely will have godly support, heavenly support. But also, it is the person that God chose. So if you're not married, this is the best time in your life to seek God, acknowledge him, and ask him, to prepare you for marriage. If you're with someone, is the person that you're with who he has chosen for you? If you are single, ask God to prepare you for marriage, for your husband, because God knows who your husband is. He will prepare you in the things that need correction, in the things that will harmonize your relationship with your spouse. And trust God's heart intention towards you. He's not going to correct you and have you go through this process of etiquette as a wife and not prepare your husband. You have to trust God. You have to trust God. Like, ask yourself, do I trust God? If he's asking me to do this, will he give me a good man? And if I'm already married, will he change things or will he make it better? And the answer is yes. God is a God who keeps his word, his covenant. So if he asks you to do something, he has a good and a great end for you. And so it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging, but you're going to have heavenly support and you're going to see you changing. You're going to see you seeing things differently. You're going to see that God, as long as you're willing, you will see and you will experience God changing your heart first. Doesn't mean he's not working on your husband. I don't know the timeline of when he's doing what, but right now he's talking to you. He may be talking to your husband right now. He may be talking to your God-ordained spouse right now. He may be doing those things, but all that doesn't matter. It's if you have found this now and it is speaking to you by the unction of the Holy Spirit, then you don't worry about anything else but what you and Holy Spirit are about to embark on. So I do want to suggest a couple of books that would be great for you. The first one would be God is a Matchmaker by Derek Prince. Awesome book, love it. The second one is Wife School by Julie Gordon, I believe. And then the third book I would suggest, and I would suggest it simply because God has helped me prepare it for you, and that's for someone who's a wife and someone who is single, who's preparing for marriage, who wants to be married. And that is my workbook, a digital workbook called Radiant Love, A Wife's Journey to a Godly Marriage. I believe that you can start off with those, or if you haven't, I've read Derek Prince's book several times. The Lord sent me to read it several times. And you just need to keep hearing the word of God and what he says about certain things. And right now, we need to be corrected as women. That's the truth of it. That's the heart of God. I'm not afraid to say it. It's not easy, but it is what it is. So I hope that this was a blessing to you. And keep me in prayer. Keep me in prayer because the Lord wants to restore the house, the family, and I'm one of the people that he's using to do it. There's many others, but I believe that he's going to touch the heart of his daughters to start to desire his will for marriages, his will for family structure, his will to bring back order to the house of God. And we are a house of God. And he begins with us first. And you will see that the world will be impacted by you going through this journey. So I hope this bless you, and I hope that you feel the conviction of God in your heart and you decide to tell him yes. Again, my name is Rosa B. Theoc. This is Dear Diaries, Wife School. Until next time.